Again, we want to really consider pillars now of IgA nephropathy, with our first goal really looking at mitigating consequences of ongoing nephron loss, or really treating chronic kidney disease with blood pressure control, lifestyle modification, maximally tolerated RAS blockade, again, for those patients with reduced GFR and ongoing proteinuria, to really utilize well the SGLT2 inhibitors, consider endothelin receptor antagonists, and even in the future, maybe mineralocorticoid antagonists as well. In goal two, if the patient's diagnosed early or with definite signs of glomerular inflammation, we want to tackle the underlying disease. Again, you can consider systemic glucocorticoid therapy or complement system inhibitors. Perhaps that would be good if there's very vibrant glomerular inflammation, but to really think about target therapy at the galactose-deficient IgA1 immune complex, maybe the safest approach right now that's approved would be target release formula budesonide. You can still consider in the right patients B-cell depletion, mycophenolate, but we hope to have really outstanding therapy in the near future with BAFF-APRIL inhibitors. And our final goal is, once there's damage done, would be to look for antifibrotic therapy, stopping those profibrotic signals in the kidney, but that's taking ongoing research and drug development. But we want to keep our cornerstone of therapy, optimal supportive care, and address each of these pillars as we try to achieve the best outcomes for our patients in IgA nephropathy.